May Jesus Christ be praised, and may his Holy Mother pray for us. In the season of Advent, we keep watch for the one who keeps his promise. We keep watch for the dawn from on high which shall break upon us. We keep watch for the coming of the Savior, and we prepare the way of the Lord. Isaiah the prophet has invited us. John the Baptist has invited us. Holy Mother Church invites us. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight the highways and fill in the valleys. Prepare a highway for our God, because the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Announce the good news from the mountaintops and bring the glad tidings of great joy to the holy city of Jerusalem. The Lord the Most High shall come to his people. The good shepherd shall gather his flock and lead them with care. This is the promise of the prophets. This is the promise made to you and me. The Lord shall come to us. The visitation of the Savior is near. Prepare the way of the Lord. There are valleys in darkness that need the light. There are roads that are blocked that need to be cleared. There are tombs that are sealed that need to be opened by the word of life and the light of glory. But they are not outside of us. These places are within us. Within us, there are shadows of darkness that need light. Within us, there are roads that are blocked that need to be cleared. Within us, there are tombs that need to be opened by the word of life and the light of glory. And Christ our Savior, the light of the world that no darkness can overcome, shall clear the highways and speak the word. John the Baptist preached repentance and wore a cloak of camel hair. People came from all over the countryside of Judea to receive a baptism of repentance as they acknowledged their sins. At the invitation of the prophet, they sought to prepare the way of the Lord. The preacher of repentance has given up the cloak of camel hair and taken up the purple stole. No longer shall we go to the side of the river in the Judean countryside, but to the parish church. No longer do we seek the water that flows from the spring, but from the chair of the prophet. We seek the mercy that flows from the heart of Christ. In the sacrament of reconciliation, we prepare the way of the Lord. In that place where we fear to find a judge, we find the welcome of the Savior. In that place where we fear to receive the punishment of justice, we receive the abundance of mercy. Do not fear his mercy. Prepare the way of the Lord. Amen.